Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about calling in your soul clients. Because when my coaches come and work with me one-to-one or in any of my programs, we're not just here to grow beautiful businesses where we can be our own boss and do whatever the frick we want with our lives. We also want to do big, beautiful work. We know the power of coaching. We are high integrity coaches who deeply value working with people who are truly ready and able to leverage the opportunity of the kind of transformations that we can offer with life coaching, regardless of whether you're a general life coach or a more specific coach. And one of the concepts that I developed early on in my business was this realization that I didn't want to just work with anybody. And the truth is that I had some really difficult client situations, and not in the sense that they are wrong or bad or not good people, but I have had my fair share of difficult client scenarios, of which I won't go into too much detail today, but I'll give you a very top level view so you know what I'm speaking about. And I'd say this not to scare you at all. I went in to my coaching business with the philosophy that I was 100% committed to create results. I was of clients, of money, of being an active, working, busy life coach out in the world. And in so doing, I said yes to some people that turned out weren't ready and able to receive my coaching. Some of them were struggling with things that coaching isn't really suitable to help with, where therapy would have been more appropriate. I also had scenarios where I've had to sack clients for inappropriate behavior, male clients who flirted with me and who I had to put boundaries up with. And when they didn't respect that, I ended up sacking them and putting certain things in place to protect me. And off the back of these kinds of experiences, I realized that whilst my goals absolutely do not change, and even though I went, it wasn't very pleasant to go through these experiences, I realized that I didn't want to just bring anybody into coaching. And I think at first, I was so ready and eager and willing that I did say yes to everybody. And my radar of what exactly was going to make a beautiful co coach client relationship that enabled the facilitation of such a beautiful transformation to offer, I needed to get crystal clear on exactly what that looks like. And I defined it. I found the words to define exactly who my soul client is, what their attributes are. Now, remember, this is nothing to do with what you typically see when it comes to client avatars, with this idea of where do they live? What's their gender? What's their demographic? Those things, I don't care. I don't care where you have coffee. I don't care what books you read. I don't care if you are a Manchester United fan or if you follow Eagles. I have no idea who the Eagles are, but I'm totally guessing that's an American sport and there must be an America some kind of American team called the Eagles. That kind of stuff doesn't relate to me. I don't care if you holiday in Bali or if you prefer to holiday in Dubai. These demographic aspects that you get with typical client avatars, that isn't what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about something that is far deeper even than a psychographic. It is more about the kind of level of respect, participation, and ability and willingness and readiness for that client to receive the depth of transformation that I am capable of offering. And when I got crystal clear on that, everything changed. I was more confident in my business because I was able to show up with more confidence that I was speaking to the right people, that I was going to attract the right people, that the right people would naturally gravitate towards me more. I was also able to get more clear in my messaging because when I focus on the person that I actually want to speak to, it naturally speaks to them. Like it can't not. And this is, the law of reciprocity here. If I am giving in a certain way, I'm going to receive in a certain way. Law of attraction. If I am calling to attract a certain type of person, then I am going to attract a certain type of person. And so this soul client concept was born, and It is so beautiful. It is a big concept inside my one-to-one. Probably 75% of the time, it becomes one of the priority trainings that my clients get directed to and that we then coach on and prioritize for the next few weeks, because that is the soil. It is the foundation of everything that you do, everything that you build, everything that you put on top in terms of your offers, your pricing, how you show up in your messaging, the message you're communicating, the transformation that you offer. When you are very clear about the soul client concept, then those things have, there is a level of grounding and robustness to them that allows them to flourish. And I think this is where some coaches go wrong, because you don't have this soul client concept. And it means that you're working hard to find an offer, find a price, figure out who you want to serve, what you want to do. You go around in circles about your niche. And because you don't have that soul client at the heart of it, everything else gets wobbly, and it shows. It shows because there's indecision. There is lack of clarity. There is lack of confidence. You're not showing up. You're not selling. You think selling is sleazy. But for your soul client, selling is a service. You want to know how to make selling a service, how to make it so easy, so abundant to show up. Then you need the soul client. You need to understand that deeply and connect to it deeply. And there are layers to it. So inside Messaging Mastery, my beautiful group program, this soul client piece is the foundation of everything that we do inside Messaging Mastery. It's how my clients come to realize that they are the coach of choice, how they realize that their legacy story has always been leading them up to be the coach of choice, and how they have way more clarity about who their client is and about who they're calling in than they realize when these foundations are in place. So I want to talk about some of the things that I see happening a lot. And I gave some really clear examples there, but I want you to see for yourself so that your business can get to where you know that it's capable of going. Because when you don't have this in place, it's like trying to build a castle. Your business is the castle here. It's like trying to build a castle on quicksand. There's the foundation, the soil is just not set. And so this I wanted to give to you today. I was going in circles about whether or not to do this. But I think it's so valuable for you to know that this is available to you. And I'm going to share with you some really powerful mindset shifts so that you can recognize where it's actually showing up in your business right now, so that you can make some shifts. Because I always promise you on the podcast, just this awareness alone gives you the opportunity to self-reflect and go, this definitely is something that applies to me. And I know that if you're listening to this, you wouldn't have listened to this if the idea of calling in soul clients wasn't of interest to you. And this in and of itself is the case in point. My ability to even just like header a freaking podcast episode so clearly, to speak so specifically to my clients, to the people who I love to work with and who get the most amazing transformations with me, it comes from me knowing exactly who I'm speaking to you with the specificity of exactly what you're going through. Because look, I have been there. Everything I speak of, I speak from experience, both from my own and my clients. So let's dive in. So what I see happening is that when you're showing up, especially when it comes to social media, but this is true of blog writing, of emails, a podcast, what I hear time and time again from people, coaches, my clients, and just coaches I chat to, you know, in the DMs, friends who are coaches, just all the millions of coaches, well, millions, tens and hundreds of coaches that I speak to I've spoken to over the course of my time being a business coach, where I've been heavily invested in really solving for all of the problems that I have faced, that you're facing, that collectively we face together, because I want us to win. I know the world needs more coaches. So I'm so passionate about doing what I can to support us on this journey. Because if I win, you win. If you win, the populace wins, and that matters. So it is that you forget that there is someone on the end of what you're sharing. you forget that there's somebody who is receiving all of your transmissions, and not just what you literally say, but the energy and the embodiment of who you are being when you say what you say. Think about that for a second. How do you think people are transformed just by seeing you be a coach out in the world, by seeing you navigate the trials and tribulations of being a human, being a soul in a human existence? When you show up from a powerful place, you forget, I think, that people are receiving that. People are having an experience of you. And I think you also forget that the people who follow you, you fixate on things like likes and getting the numbers and getting the volume. And I think you highly underestimate the power of truly connecting soul to soul, one to one. So really consider that. What does that look like in reality? That looks like, imagine on a post that you share, you get one like. Imagine that that person who watched you is your soul client in the making. They are somebody who is invested in their growth. They choose to follow you. They choose to watch your stuff, read it end to end, see it all the way through, listen all the way through, watch all the way through, doesn't matter what the medium is. And they are invested in what you have to say. They are curious about you. And they're curious about you because you're interesting, because you have something that they recognize in themselves. Yeah, so deeply think about that. And this is why embodiment is so important. If somebody is recognizing, is connecting to you in any way, it's because they are seeing something in you that they can resonate with. So you want to be mindful how you show up is going to resonate with them at different levels. If you show up in your power, then you're going to connect with them in their power, even if in the moment they're not feeling powerful right there and then. If they choose to check in and listen and tune into what you have to say, it's because you are speaking to their power, which is also true of the reverse. You want to call in soul clients who are in their power, who are ready for the transformation that you have to offer, but you're not showing up in your power. Then when you show up and you're feeling dejected, or you're feeling like it's a struggle, or you're feeling like you can't do this, that it's hard, that no one's listening, then the people you're attracting are probably going to resonate with that frequency too on some level. They're going to go, oh yeah, like she's struggling, I'm struggling, she gets it, I need my help, I need help from that person. So the frequency at which you show up is going to impact the way it's received, and you're going to be speaking to that frequency in that person. So this is so important, because remember earlier how I said to you at the beginning of my coaching journey, I called in a mix of clients because I was a mix of embodiment. Sometimes I was heavily in my power, showing up with all the confidence in the world, or the belief in the world, or the capability in the world. And other times I was actually just showing up out of fear, showing up out of obligation, showing up because, yeah, I was committed, but I was also very heavily in my struggle, very heavily in this desperate kind of, I just need to make money from anyone, anywhere, I don't care. And that's what I got. Like what you see around you in the 3D, the things that you create in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in your finances, you have created those things. And when you remember how fabulous that is, that you have the power to realize that if you have it, it's because you created it. It gives you the chance to go, where can I take personal responsibility for this? Now, do not get me wrong. I am not gaslighting myself, especially if you're thinking about the incident that I just mentioned about having to sack one of my very first ever male clients because of their inappropriate behavior. Yeah, of course, I nearly went there. I asked myself, what did I do to deserve this? How did I create this? And I was appropriate. I checked every correspondence. I received professional help from a very trusted advisor and a very experienced ICF practitioner that I absolutely adore. And we went over every piece of correspondence. I went over every conversation I'd ever had and really checked if I had shown up as the professional and if I had blurred the lines in any way. And I could be confident that I managed the relationship as best I could. but sometimes you just attract the wrong people. So it isn't that you're ever, like, obviously there are sensitive situations where there's anomalies. And even though I am not taking responsibility for his behavior, I was still able to stand in my personal power and say, well, where could I have taken responsibility here? Where could I do it differently so that I make sure that never freaking happens again? And it hasn't. And so me remembering, if I speak to my soul clients, then that is who I'm calling in. It requires me to be in my embodied empowerment always. The other aspect of remembering that there is somebody receiving your transmissions, that there is somebody who is going to be like taking in what you're saying, both what you're literally saying and what you're energetically transmitting, is that you can remember that people are curious. People are, I like to think, fundamentally good. And people are interested in their personal development and growth because you are, because I am. So as much as there are a huge number of the populace out in the world who couldn't give two shits about the things that we talk about, they think spirituality is literally freaking woo. They think the idea of reading a self-help book is for those like weirdos. They think the idea of having any kind of control over your circumstances, being able to manifest, to do any of the magical stuff that we do, to connect to something that's greater than ourselves, to connect to some kind of universal consciousness that governs the magic of everything that we see in this world, that way over their head. They don't care. They don't want to know. All they care about is politics or football or, and it's not to say that you can't also believe in spirituality and personal development and have an interest in all these things. But I think it's so important to remember that there are so many people in this world that just don't care. And that's okay. It's not a problem. We're here for the people who do. And therefore, if somebody is engaging with us, if somebody is connecting, then we can remember that they have the potential to maybe be someone that is going to be a soul client for us. Now, it doesn't mean that anybody who is interested in personal development automatically becomes a soul client. It just means that there is like another tick box where you can say, okay, well, then you're somebody that might be interested in learning more about me. And so again, that this is the importance of you remembering that when you are transmitting, when you're putting yourself out there, there are going to be people who maybe engage because that's just what they do, because social media and mobile phones have been designed to make us use our thumbs regularly and you get engagement that's just engagement for engagement's sake. That's exactly what viral posts tend to be. Virality isn't necessarily a great thing because when the bandwagon is so freaking big, everyone jumps in. So if you're not used to seeing 10, 50, 100 posts, and then you get a post that hits the thousands, you can assume probably 60% of those people are likely to be people who are on the bandwagon, who are watching the things that are just viral for viral's sake. And it's just the algorithm doing that. So virality in and of itself isn't actually a good thing. You almost want to assume that that is going to be an anomaly if and when it happens. That actually having that circle of the people who are regularly seeing your stuff, regularly engaging, regularly liking it, that they are the people who you really are in dialogue with, even if it feels one way. So the second thing is that I see a lot of coaches with unmanaged minds. And an unmanaged mind is a mind that believes every little thing that gets delivered. We're very gullible to our thoughts. And I bet you don't like the idea of being called gullible. I used to be called gullible when I was a kid. I'd believe anything. If somebody pulled a prank on me, I'd literally be like, I think it was real. Like I wasn't very good at taking jokes when I was younger. Very serious kid. And I realized actually that as I have stepped into this version of me that has a coaching business that supports numerous clients now in developing their own business and stepping into their own personal power, I see this trait of the unmanaged mind. An unmanaged mind is a mind that lacks management, meaning when a thought comes up, you believe it, we're gullible to it. So when you think, oh, who am I to say that? You believe yourself. When when I challenge you to say make a client in 6 weeks, you go, oh God, no, I couldn't possibly do that. And you believe it. What if you start challenging your thoughts? What if you start challenging the assumptions that you have about when you show up on social media? So I'm curious to know, what assumptions do you have when it comes to showing up on social media and being visible, or even sending an email to your email list, or even inviting people to a workshop, or connecting with people when they message you and asking them questions that are going to help you determine if they're the right client for you? What assumptions do you have going into conversations? What assumptions do you have when people are asking you about your business? So these are some of the assumptions that I see people have when they have an unmanaged mind. I see coaches assume that people don't understand them. You assume that people aren't really that interested. You assume people can't afford it. You assume people don't get what you do. You assume that there are judgments about you as a coach or about coaching as a whole and the industry as a whole. You assume that they can't afford you, that they don't get it, that they don't want life coaching. All of these thoughts are coming from an unmanaged mind, because a managed mind chooses their thoughts intentionally and on purpose. This is another very powerful concept that I teach my one-to-one clients, and in fact, any of my group containers. Because if you want to create big, beautiful things in the world, if you want to be full-time and stay full-time in your business, meaning it's profitable and it's making you money and you're calling in sole clients, you need to build, and it goes back to that personal power piece again. You need to practice the muscle of developing personal power when it comes to calling in your soul clients, watching the assumptions that you have and challenging them and asking yourself, do they serve you? So this is a big piece of this, of the work I do with my one-to-one clients, especially because it's one thing for me to say it on the podcast. I am really not gatekeeping anything here, but it's another for you to understand where those assumptions are coming from. If you think nobody can afford you, or if you think, oh, but why would anyone buy from me specifically? Maybe they're interested in coaching. Maybe you believe that clients exist, but you don't believe that they want to come and work with you specifically. Then that is where the one-to-one really shines, because then I can see what's going on at the subconscious level with my clients and we can start to unpack that. And that's where we go from having an unmanaged mind into personal power, where we go from this employee mindset of us chasing the validation, chasing the recognition, into the CEO embodiment, which is that of personal power, which is that of choosing how you choose to show up and who you choose to call in. That isn't a fluke. That isn't something that happens outside of you. It happens because of you and by you, because of who you choose to be in the world, of how you show up in your business, how you show up for yourself, how you show up on social media, all the things. But what I see happening is that an unmanaged mind and the subconscious takes over. Your inner teen, the part of you that was misunderstood, the part of you that nobody didn't get, or you felt unvalidated or unrecognized, and you're still trying to figure out who you are. Sounds like a teenager to me. Probably you're in a teen at play. Or it goes further back. Maybe it's your inner child. Your inner child who's seeking the recognition, the love, the acceptance, the belonging, who wants to avoid the fear of abandonment. All of these things, this is where the deeper subconscious stuff, on the surface, it looks like you're posting. It looks like a CTA. It looks like selling. This surface level stuff, it's impacted by your deep subconscious. This is the work that we deeply uncover in one-to-one together. So if you are in the business of selling transformational life coaching, and you don't just want any client, and you don't just want to make any kind of money, but you want to make a beautiful soul-led coaching business that calls in sold clients where you have a full calendar, then it means being able to look at those assumptions that you have, those unchecked thoughts, that unmanaged mind, and to be willing to experience the transformation of one-to-one in the context of your business. Because here's the thing, so many of my clients, they've done work, they've done the work. They come to me having done the Tony Robbins events, having done one-to-one coaching on their inner child, their belief work, where they first discovered coaching, they've gone through NLP training, they've gone through beautiful spirituality training, they've done money mindset stuff, but in the context of business, that was to make your life beautiful. But now you're growing beyond that. Now you're reaching new heights, new levels, meaning we're going to have to power through new devil. And the thing that I see catches a lot of coaches out is that you say to yourself, I've already done the work on this. I shouldn't have to go through this again. And you get mad at yourself for it. But calling in soul clients means being ready and willing to elevate to every new level, to every new height. And that means being willing to face the depth of the fears and really see how far they go. It's beautiful work. I think that's why business is so confronting. I think that's why starting a coaching business and really making it a success and seeing it through, it requires you to step into even a greater layer of personal power, a greater embodiment of being the CEO of your life and business. This is why I say life and business, because your business isn't isolated. It is impacting everything else in life as well. So the third thing is, this is like so obvious, right? But you'll laugh when you hear it. It is that you forget that you have something incredibly valuable to offer. And of course, this feeds into the subconscious that I just mentioned, but your ability to call in soul clients isn't just about you remembering who's on the receiving end, isn't just about you being in your personal power and managing an unmanaged mind, but it's you also realizing that when people do come into your containers or come into your programs or your one-to-one or your world, however you like to say it, that they are also receiving your offer. They are receiving your transformation. And that is incredibly valuable. And that means you recognizing your power. So it's one thing to recognize that the power in you speaks to the power in someone else. It's another to step into your personal power. Then it's another to recognize the value of your personal power and how you being embodied is the transformation for your clients to have that level of proximity to you, to be able to actually have a transformation because you deliver it the way that you deliver it. Because if they really just want to go to any old coach, they can Google life coach and their chosen city. They can go on BetterHelp and just get assigned whatever coach comes up. But if you're in the business of going to market as you, presenting yourself to the world so that you are the coach of choice, it is recognizing that life coaching is freaking amazing, that you have the power, the capacity, the capability, the desire, the gift of actually being able to help someone. Can you just take a moment to remember how special this work is? That's why I so rarely these days call in clients who need coaching around, oh, I'm scared to call myself a coach. Like, I get it if you've gone through that, and you know that if you've gone through that and you're on the other side of it, you look back on that and you go, that's just mad. Because now you're in the place of coaching is incredible. Coaching is a gift. Coaching is a skill. And I have the magic of calling that in. Just as like those who choose to go into nursing or any kind of healing modality, I think they have like magic hands where they're meant to heal people. We heal people too, but in a very different way. And when we really recognize the magic of that and the gift of that, and we can stand proudly being a coach, and we show up proud of our offers, we show up proud of the transformation that we can provide. We don't sit there cowering, scared that we can't provide it. We step up to the plate, we take on the responsibility, and we say, yeah, I'm claiming this. I know what's possible. I know that I've done this for my life. I've seen it with my clients too. And I know that when you are invested, when you are ready for this, when this speaks to you, you can have this too. That takes balls, hence the emphasis on personal power today. But also it takes calling in those soul clients, not by accident, as you can see now when you really hone into this concept. You're not calling in dream clients by accident. You do it through these three layers, very intentionally, very purposefully, because you are embodied, because you see the value of coaching, because you're no longer second guessing what you bring to the world, because you are no longer wondering, questioning if you are capable of it. It's actually owning what you do know, owning the transformations you have had, and saying, yes, if I can, you can. If she can, you can. My client, maybe she's only a practice client. Maybe she was even a free client. She never paid you, or he never paid you, but they are still real people. Do not negate someone's transformation based on the amount that they paid you or not. Like that's just really think about that for a second. If you are discounting the transformation that you have created for your free or practice clients, my gosh, have a word with yourself. Please lovingly do. Because if you are not recognizing how special those transformations are, regardless of the freaking price tag, then maybe that's why you're not getting a price tag for your coaching yet. You stepping into the embodiment of a coach who goes, put money aside for 1 second. Let's look at how freaking powerful it is for somebody to come and be willing to be vulnerable in a coaching session, to be open to being challenged, to being open to having their unmanaged mind laid out on the freaking table in front of them, and have a coach lovingly tell them exactly why they are behaving and creating the results that they are creating in their life, and that you can help them change that. Sometimes just through awareness alone, sometimes just through listening alone. That matters. And when you can step into that, whether it's free or practice, whether it's 50 euros, $50, or whether it's 5 grand, when you can really respect the work that you do, then other people will respect it too. You will be calling in soul clients who go, yeah, she gets it. He gets it. This transformation, this matters to them. And I feel safe in their sphere to be able to go, she is the coach of choice. He is the coach of choice because he really cares. He really sees this transformation that I need. They get it. This coach is speaking to me in a way that I deeply understand. I feel like they're in my head. I can see that they are an embodied example of the result. They're speaking to my power. How could you not call in soul clients when that's happening? So what blows my mind is that I haven't actually told you what the soul client concept is. I have spoken around it. I have spoken and described to you what it does when you embody it, when you use it fully. This, I promise, can change your business. So heed this episode because it is a beautiful, beautiful concept that I want you to have, because I want to empower more coaches to be empowered in themselves, in their business, in their offers, so that they can call in the people who are ready and desiring the help that you can help them with. And of course, it would be like crazy of me to bang on about this concept and not invite you in to learn it, to do it with me, to step into the embodiment of it. If this is speaking your language, if this is the level of reverence, of pride, of respect that you want to have for yourself, your clients, your offers, your price, your business, then I invite you to come and work with me. I have spaces one-to-one, and that's the best way to connect. We'll have a free consult together. We'll discuss what's going on in your business, where you are now, all the brilliant things that you're already doing, and we'll discuss where you want to go, what you really want to achieve, what you want to see for your business by the end of this month, this quarter, this year. And then I will describe to you exactly how my one-to-one program called Thrive supports you in creating that. And then if it feels aligned, we can talk about joining together. And as you've probably noticed, I have a couple of options if one-to-one doesn't feel aligned right now. Messaging Mastery, I have mentioned, that is available for purchase anytime. That, oh my gosh, is one of my clients said to me the other day that it should be my signature offer, which speaks to my soul, of course, because she's a soul client, because that's the standard of coaching coaches that I attract. But if you want to discuss Messaging Mastery, then drop me a DM and we can explore if that would be either a beautiful entryway for you to experience my work at a slightly lower investment, or of course, if you do come in one-to-one, you get it included. and as part of it, and the messaging mastery aspect you get to keep for life. That was very important to me when I did that program, because messaging mastery, the nature of mastery is that there is no destination. Mastery is a continuous practice of being in that beginner's mindset. So I wanted to make a program that therefore enabled that to be the case. You will go back to it with every iteration of your personal power, with every evolution of your growth, with every growth of your business, as your offers change, as your price changes, as your clients change, you will want to revisit the work inside messaging mastery. So come connect. My website is called www.coachingwithpamela.com, that's two L's, .com/thrive in capital letters. But the link is in the show notes. And if this was valuable to you, if this shifted something for you, I adore to connect with my clients and my listeners I adore to connect with my audience and my listeners in my social media. So come find me on Instagram and connect with me there. Say hello, drop me a DM, let me know what landed. And if you have a moment and you haven't yet, I would greatly appreciate you subscribing and then rating this podcast, because I believe that it helps more people see it and more people find it if you found that it gave you value. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I adore coming on here for you and sharing these concepts, giving them to you for free, giving you incredible takeaways to go and implement in your business. This kind of podcast, this particular episode, was very much about learning around these concepts so that you can start to embody them in your business. Come back to this episode time and time again. It's a classic, I think. So have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode.